I think that's part of my journey or part of my mission here on Earth, so to speak, of to remind people who we actually are and the ability that we have to heal ourselves, to remember, to, yes.
And who do you think we are?
She asked me, like, yeah, how are you doing? And I was always kind of like, because I'm so smiley and so optimistic, I'm always like, yeah, I'm good, I'm good. Mm. But underneath that layer, I really wasn't. And then there was one moment that she asked me about how I was doing with food and movement, because I seemed to appear to her that I was doing pretty okay with that. And something within me just felt like, actually, can you ask me this question again? Because, yes, it's like, in that moment, I was really like, I'm not doing good. It is a part of my own journey. And there is so much teachings.
Can I choose a card or pick a card and then you tell me something about it?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you want to shuffle yourself?
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
Do you want me to pull one for you?
No.
I will. Okay.
Thank you. This one. Woman of Earth.
The Woman of Earth. She is strong and stable, rooted deeply in the grit of Earth. She attracts abundance and embodies her word.
And what was the way? Because when there is a woman, maybe, who is in this position like you.
Exactly.
A few years ago.
Yes.
What would you tell her? Thank you so much, Rude, for being in my Who Are You podcast. Thank you for your time, for your presence, for your wisdom, for just who you are.
Thank you for inviting me and also for seeing me. I think it's really beautiful.
Yes. The first question that I always ask my interview guest is the question, who are you? So it's about you, how deep you want to go into this question.
Wow, who am I? I think, or I know that I'm a lot. I'm a lot. I wouldn't like to place myself in a box, but I am a creative woman, a creator.
You are.
I definitely am a painter, an artist, a writer, a space holder for women, a healer, even though I don't really like it, but, you know, healing practitioner.
Why you don't like it?
Because I think we all are healers. And it's something that needs to be activated, but we all eventually are our own healers. So yes, I think it's important for people to know that.
Really important.
Yes.
Because then we like call our power back when we always are like, oh, they have to heal me, or I have to go to the doctor.
Exactly.
He has to help me, or I need a guru, or
exactly.
Yeah, that's not the solution.
It's so easy for people to externalize what they need instead of really coming back to who they are, the remembrance. And I think that's part of my journey or part of my mission here on Earth, so to speak, of to remind people who we actually are. Ability that we have to heal ourselves, to remember, to, yes.
And who do you think we are?
I think we all are.
Deep question.
It's such an interesting question, and maybe my answer will be different every time you ask me as well. It's who are we? I think we all eventually are very wise creatures. We all are divine nature, which, yes, humans, yeah, if that is fully what we are right now, at least. Mm-hmm. So, yes.
And who are we after?
I don't know. I would like to become a dog after.
Mm-hmm. A dog? Yes. In the next life?
Yes. I'm preparing myself to be just pet for the rest of my life. I don't know who we will become after. Maybe we disappear in stardust. Maybe our spirits remain. Maybe we'll reincarnate. There are so many possibilities. And I think I have a very... I know you have a lot of Pisces energy. And I have my moon in Pisces, so it can be very dreamy. Mm. I think it's nice to allow ourselves to play with the thought. Like, what will we be after this life? So, yeah.
It's interesting, yeah.
It is.
Yeah, that's also why I called the podcast Who Are You podcast, because it's not like one answer and then, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes. And maybe it's more about unlearning all that we are not really, like,
yes.
Yeah.
All the labels and the projections from others, and it's really beautiful to unpeel all of these layers.
Yes.
To know we all are like an onion as well. It's like, who are we? What are we? It's like all these layers. Back to this innocent newborn child, basically, within us. Yeah.
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 Tell me or tell us about Minihilde.
Minihilde!
Yeah.
Oh.
Your first years. On Earth.
I was, as far as I can remember, obviously, but I was a very mini-me. She just wanted to cuddle. She was always, like, snuggling on my parents' doorstep or with the teacher or grandmother. It was just, like, nice and cozy. And I had a lot of my, like, fluffy animals, like, cuddling, and I was thumb-sucking. I was just very, like, it's very cozy.
I see you.
Yes. I was very giggly, and I still am.
Yes,
I was always, like, giggly and smiley. Also, by that time, when I, you know, when I could paint, I was painting. Just place me somewhere with some paintings and I was quiet. I had a massive imagination. I was creating stories. I was, you know, playing little theater parts. Like, yes. I was also shy. I was goofy but shy. And I think I still am. So, like, yeah. Just very, very slowly observing what's going on. Very sensitive, yeah. So, but I like meeting me. Yes.
Yeah, I saw when I asked you, you were like, oh,
yes.
Good question.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel very connected with her. Yes.
For me, when I... We saw us a few times now, and for me, it was not like, oh, she's shy. For me, it was like, oh, she's in peace with herself, you know, like you, when I first saw you, you sitting there at the art market with all your cards and all your paintings,
yes.
And then you were smiling at me, and you were so, like, calm and so just really present, and really your aura was speaking for you. You know, you can be like, maybe for you, because I feel this too.
Yeah.
I also say I was shy and but for me it was not like, oh, she's shy. For me it was like, oh, she's in her power, like
yeah, there might be definitely truth in that. Definitely. It's like, Yeah, when I am in this, like, however you want to call it, tower or little bubble with myself, I'm just like, I really don't need anything. I'm just at peace, exactly. So, yeah, maybe it isn't even being shy. Mm. Yeah, it's your right.
Oh, you can be at all, of course.
Exactly. Yes.
Tell me more about how did you grow up?
How did I grow up? What would you like to know?
Maybe also because when I see you now, like I said, and also this, you know, you're a woman, but you also live your inner child, and you are really, you play in your life, and you create, and you, yeah. And I really see myself in you, kind of. Yeah. And for me, it was like a part of me couldn't always live in the past. And so I allow myself more and more. Mm-hmm. And my question is, was it the same for you or was it different?
Yeah, I think I see where you're going. I definitely had a lot of layers that I had to unpeel. A lot of, yeah, really being hard on myself, actually, of not, you know, also being told when you are so authenticity yourself, when you are so joyful and just basically be who you are, you also get like projected by other people, right? So people tell you like that your laugh is silly or that, you know, whatever they tell you, all of these labels they put onto you. So I really kind of like went back into this cocoon of not being so expressive. Or at moments that I wanted to be very expressive, did it came out of a way of I embody this expressive part of me, or actually I want to show it, but I also feel very uncomfortable, so I try to be even more expressive, but not with a healthy, embodied, like, comfortability. So... yeah, I definitely had moments that I was pretty hard on myself. And that takes a lot of reflection and a lot of, yeah, inner work, healing, whatever you want to call it, to find those, yeah, to find those ways within the labyrinth back to who you truly are. Mm. So being less hard, and if I found in moments that I couldn't fully allow myself to be, it's like, hey, what actually is this inner voice? What is it telling me? Where is it coming from? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would you take us in a moment where it was like this?
I had, it's been a few years ago that I had a really like challenging time in my life. I really unexpectedly lost my father. And I was struggling in that moment already with a lot of things, as in like, who am I? You know, this question that I think also, which is part of the reason why this podcast is like, who are we? How many times do we ask ourselves this question in our life? Mm. And I was really in the phase of like, who am I? Still working in the systems back in the Netherlands. Like, yes, I like a job, but it's not fully who I am. But then,
what did you work?
I was in that moment, I was, how to make that a short answer. I was guiding teenagers to basically set up their own dream life. Mm-hmm. So okay, this could be events, this could be like little projects, or for example, setting up their own podcast. Mm-hmm. So really guiding them through the process of vision to realization, which was really beautiful, but also a lot, like working with teenagers. It's pretty challenging. And even though I loved it, there was a lot of pressure. And I also feel like I have a certain dominance. I can be a good team worker, but also I always like to be very independent. Mm. And even though I was, if I look back at all of the jobs that I had, I kind of always was, but still I didn't feel like that full body yes. So in that moment, I was struggling with so many things. And then the COVID happened as well. My dad passed away, and I tried to grip through all, I kind of like tried to grip all the things in life that I could possibly control. Mm-hmm. And I found myself becoming so controlling, and one of my main controlling was food. And that's been always a little bit of a rule also about being insecurity, not having the best body images, which is ridiculous, honestly. But in that moment, it was a big thing. So I kind of like fell into this whole rabbit hole of eating disorders, like low self-esteem, not knowing who I am, trying to constantly find external validation, being restless, being so hard on myself. And there was not a day that I could, it's like I really, really wanted to take care of myself so badly by eating ridiculously healthy that it became so toxic that I was not taking care of myself at all anymore. But every day I fight that battle between like I'm really willing to take care of myself, but at the same time by overprotecting, overcaring, and actually doing the opposite. And in that phase I was really I really had to go back to who am I, what am I here for, how can I find myself in a space of peace. Like, it's also okay to have a brownie or to eat this or that instead of being so controlling.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And how did you allow yourself, like, to eat a brownie or something?
It started very toxic, obviously. It started with comparison. As in, like, okay, I can eat a brownie if I go at least for a 10-kilometer run. You know, like that kind of stuff. So it became almost like this treating system, which was also not so nice. And then I really felt like my body was turning against me. So I needed to find a way out, getting help or resources. So I think for me, the biggest step was admitting that I was not in a good space and asking for help. And it's
how was that? Was it one moment, one special moment?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Would you tell us?
I found myself in a therapy because my father was, you know, was passed away very suddenly. So the doctor offers you this kind of therapy when something traumatic happens. And I had a really lovely therapist. I remember the woman, she asked me like, yeah, how are you doing? And I was always kind of like, because I'm so smiley and so optimistic, I'm always like, yeah, I'm good. Mm. But underneath that layer, I really wasn't. And then there was one moment that she asked me about how I was doing with food and movement, because I seemed to appear to her that I was doing pretty okay with them. Something within me just felt like, actually, can you ask me this question again? Because, yes, it's like, in that moment I was really like, I'm not doing good. And I didn't feel, obviously people around me could see it, but just telling myself, like, you're not okay. Yes. So yeah, it's been a big step. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was this like the changing point for your life?
Yes, it was the start of the changing point for sure. Yes.
Yeah. What happened then?
What happened then was, ironically, it got worse because I allowed myself to again put a layer on. it, often like, oh, actually, you have an eating disorder. So I did a lot of research, which is nice to see stories reflected, but also can be dangerous because there is so much information that it can become worse or like, whoa, but I compared myself with other stories as well. So like, oh, but it can be way much worse. It can be like the number on the weight scale can be way much lower, that kind of stuff. Or so it became like this first, but at the same time, it also went pretty quickly back up again because my therapist, she was really helpful and I really, yeah, I'm not a supporter of the normal healthcare system, at least not in the Netherlands, because the way how I was being treated by a lot of however caregivers, however you want to call them, was not okay. So there was also a part of me that started to explore this more holistic and spiritual part, because I could not be on a waiting list for like half a year. I was like, that's not gonna help me. Like, yes. So I had to find another way.
Yeah. And what was the way? Because when there is a woman maybe who is in this position like you.
Exactly.
A few years ago.
Yes.
What would you tell her?
I would have so much to say to her. But really be true to yourself and be kind and know that what I always say right now, asking for support is one of the bravest thing that you can do. And also when you ask someone for support, and even though if it's like a professional person or a friend or even someone that you maybe don't even know, you give someone the opportunity to be of service. And if you just try to replace yourself in a moment, when was the last time that you were really of service for someone and how did it make you feel? Like, what happened in society that asking for support is like an unworthy thing to do or a failure? It's like, no, wait a second. You're actually standing up for yourself and you give someone else the possibility to open their heart and to give. So, yes, ask for help from whoever it feels right.
Yeah. That's so important because especially us women, like when we have our own vision, we are so independent and asking for help is a big one.
And also trusting other women, because not everyone, like how amazing we seem to be from the outside. Every woman I've worked with, so many women right now, we all have our insecurities. So being open about that is, it's so healing.
Yeah, in so many ways.
In so many ways.
Also like the sister wound, and to really trust another woman.
Exactly.
How was it for you? What changed?
Life changed. It's I've been trying so many different paths and ways to get out of it, but if I look back on it, like what exactly what you say, for me sisterhood was most important. Like going to women's circles, women retreats, feeling this beautiful presence of each other's holding and crying together and also lifting each other up. It's like, wow, I think those moments for me were the most empowering moments of that journey. To really get back up. And yeah, of course, eventually you have to do it yourself, but you're not alone within doing it yourself. Yeah.
Oh, you said that so beautiful.
Yeah. So yeah, many things.
And today you create your own circles and open rooms for women.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes. Yeah.
Would you like to tell us about it? Because I was on an art circle with you.
So, to give a little bit of a backstory, I think for me, in that moment when I was, you know, trying to climb out of everything, I still was very, very restless. And I didn't paint anymore, like, for many, many years, because life happened. I had, like, a, you know, you become, like, young, and you go to the club, and that kind of stuff. And I kind of, like, it drifted away from me, which is unfortunate, but it's... it happened. And I still was creative, but not as expressive as I am. So I tried, when I was climbing out of this hole, I was slowly, slowly finding a way to, just very simple, I was painting moons. And the moon obviously says a lot about how we feel emotionally, and it affects our waters, our inner emotions. So they could become really bright and colorful, but sometimes they were also dark. But in some kind of way, it was just doodling, working with watercolors, and that gave me just a moment of relaxation. And I did that for a bit, and then I kind of like stopped again, and then I started to travel because I needed to. I was in therapy, but I needed something more to recover. I felt like I just really need to learn how to stand on my own legs, basically. So leaving everything behind that I knew and stepping into this unknown big world.
When was it?
This is 3.5 years ago.
Yeah.
Yes. And during my travels, I started to paint. And it happened when I was in Australia. I was a lot, like, living closely on the earth, a lot in nature, and I started to work with different energies, with Reiki healing. I was doing my Reiki training, and a lot of portals got opened. And then I started to see visions while I was painting, while I was sleeping. I just woke up and I just was channeling. I was basically channeling. So I've created all of these beautiful paintings, and I remember when I was in that dark phase, so to speak, of that, I made a vision board. And one of the things that I would love to make an affirmation deck for women, because I needed that so much during that journey, self-love, self-care, being reminded every day. And I looked at these paintings and I was like, they're telling me something. So I started to channel the messages, and I realized that I was creating my own oracle deck. And from there, all the, like, you know, when you have a puzzle and all of the pieces are kind of like spread all over the table, everything slowly came together into one big picture. And I was working with my energies. I was getting more and more comfortable in my own body. Did a lot of things around that as well. And I felt like I arrived in a community and they were like, we need more sisterhood. We need space for women. And I was so on that journey that I was like, let's see if I can offer something. So all the pieces slowly came together. I was creating this deck. I was starting to read the cards, to also practice with friends and even people that I didn't know, because it felt like there is something in this. And these women that kept on coming to me, it's like, we need space, we need to be held. So yes, I ended up opening my little healing space the feminine temple, where I offered Reiki, therapy, card reading, circles for women. Yeah, so many beautiful things that happened in that, in that time frame.
Amazing.
Yes.
It's this one that you talk about, right?
Yes.
Show us.
So, the first prototype, I just shared a little bit. It's gonna, this one is that I, the one that I've printed myself. But the first prototype with the guidebook and the box and everything will arrive at the end of this week. So I'm very excited. But yes, this is the Rising Feminine Oracle deck. And there are 44 cards fully based on feminine expression. It's a lot of like journal prompts in there, reflective questions. It's divided into the four seasons, the four archetypes, the maiden, the mother, the wild woman, and the wise woman. And also every card is a part of my own journey. And there is so much teachings.
Can I choose a card or pick a card and then you tell me something about it?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you want to shuffle yourself?
No,
okay,
thank you.
Do you want me to pull one for you?
No, I will.
Okay.
Thank you. This one. Woman of Earth.
The Woman of Earth. She is strong and stable, rooted deeply in the grit of Earth. She attracts abundance and embodies her word. She's about safety, certainty, reliability, and confidence. And this card, I'll show you there as well.
It suits you, like you are dressed.
Yes,
like
it does. Like, I feel very cold to bright in the last few days. I'm very, like, earthy. This was one of the lost cards, because this is really about feeling confident. It's also, it really is feeling confident and knowing your worth. It's being straightforward, like knowing what your path is,
who you are,
and really feeling like, it's almost like she's one of the lost cards, because it's also one of these lost chapters of my journey as well. It's like, she knows how to stand on her own legs right now. And she's rooted into the earth. She's safe within her body. She feels safe wherever she goes. And yeah, it's really about knowing the earth. This is who I am. This is who I am.
Yeah.
And going straight forward. So yeah.
How did you create her?
How?
Like, I mean, not here, but you. How do you create this woman who, like, know her worth and who lay set boundaries, who have high standards, who allow herself to living the dream? Yeah. How?
I think I like this question. And I think there is definitely, for example, these kind of podcasts, like honestly, Michelle, like listening to stories of other women, knowing that everyone can do this. Everyone.
Yeah.
So whoever is listening, everyone can do this. Mm-hmm. And it's really, yeah, it's also like, for me, what was important when I started to paint, if I'm not going to show them to anyone, then no one knows. And then I keep telling myself the stories of like, oh, it's just doodling. It's just whatever. But if I have friends around me, or even though if I'm painting in public somewhere, people are like, oh, what are you doing there? This is amazing. Like, yes, we need to know our own worth, but sometimes it's also really nice to still have these external validations. And if you have a supportive network and people tell you like, wow, this is actually really beautiful, you should do something with this. If you hear this a few times, really open up yourself to also receive that. If someone tells something nice to you, you're allowed to receive that. It's really, yes. Because I recognize old patterns of me. It's like, yeah, I remember when I was in this challenging time with the food, for example, of like, if people complimented me on my body, yes, nice, but I couldn't receive that because they had no clue what was going on behind the doors, you know? So it's really, okay, actually, yeah, I can receive this because I feel like I'm at peace and in a healthy space when I'm creating this. So yeah, fuck yeah, thank you.
Yes. How can we learn to receive? Because that's a big one.
It's a big one.
Yeah.
Yes. Ah. Learning to receive. I think for me, it helps sometimes to step out of your comfort zone and to also just ask your friends to start with. Like, even though a few weeks ago I was kind of like in this point of like, who am I again? You know, it's like, for me, it's like, it's not uncomfortable anymore. Just to reach out to a few friends and be like, okay, can you please tell me some loving words because I just need it right now. And I think the more we get familiar and comfortable with asking people like, hey, can you actually say something nice about me? It's just to, yes, to really soak it up and to also reflect this on yourself. It's like, okay, what do I like about myself? And if there are still things that you feel like, what do I not like about myself? Then how can you change that? How can you still see the beauty of these things? So yes, I can be very critical, but that's also part of who I am. So sometimes I'm really grateful that I can be critical, because I want to have, when I, for example, make this deck, I want that the outline is the same in every card. So my inner critic can be of service, but doesn't mean that it always has to be there, you know? Like, use it when you need it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's amazing that you allow yourself and also others, like you, how can I say, you take the space. Please tell me something beautiful about me.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, amazing.
And again, that also comes to when we ask for help, right? It's kind of like the same when a dear friend asks you like, hey, Michelle, please, I don't feel really nice. Can you please, you know, remind me, how does it make you feel? It's also giving someone else again the opportunity to soften. So yeah,
because in me, I can only speak for me, but maybe you feel so, in my mind there is this I don't want to be too much for them, or I don't want to be, I'm lost, I don't know the word in English, yeah, I don't want to be too much, or how can we deal with it? How can we deal with this?
I feel you on being too much, and I still go to that place sometimes within myself as well, right? It's like, I think too much, we never are too much. As in, if you feel like that you are too much, then perhaps where do you feel like that someone else is too much or too little? It's in like, what is that voice telling you that you are too much? Where is that coming from? And really revisiting that part of you. So being like, well, actually, I deserve it to ask for all of these things. And in that feeling of like, I deserve it, then also, do you give it to yourself? Because sometimes we feel, for example, in relationships or friendships, feeling, I know a lot of women feel like they are too much. Are we asking for too much? But at the same time, is everything that we are asking for, are we also really giving this to ourselves? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it all starts there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What is your vision? Who is you that? How old are you now? 33. Oh, nice age.
Well, yes.
Well, who is Hilde with 40 years?
40?
Yes, in my 7 years.
I would love to. Okay. So, when I'm 40, I obviously have launched this deck.
Sure.
Very
7 years ago.
Very successfully. And perhaps by that time, I would even work with a publisher or Hay House, Blue Angel, or whoever that might be. And maybe not, I don't know. But I feel like I really want to publish more. I want to keep on creating, but also I want to have a space where I can offer some kind of like weekly week-long women retreats. Mm-hmm. Really allowing women to come back to their self. Mm-hmm. Something that is very closely on the land. Something like rewilding, but at the same time soft. Yeah, I really want to be in this space of like offering women so much more. It's like kind of like bringing them back to the red tent. Really coming back to the remembrance of who we are, like holding each other, singing along the water, the fire, but also I want more. I also want to not only support women within that, but I think it's really important to hold space for men in this as well.
Yes.
And at the same time, there are so many things that I want to publish still a lot. I want to write a lot. I want to have art retreats for women, men possible. Like, yeah, it's really having this space, just as a really nourishing space for whoever enters.
Yeah.
And I would like to have a goat when I'm 14.
A goat?
Yes.
What is it?
A goat.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a sheep, but a goat.
Ah, oh, yeah, I know. Yeah.
I'm just putting it out there. I would like to have more, but I think goat is like, yes.
Oh, that's so good. Is that your favorite animal?
Kind of. I mean, my favorite animal would be the lioness. I don't know if I want to have a lioness as a pet. I don't think that's... Yeah.
Why is this your favorite animal? Because a few days ago I spoke to another woman and we are like, the favorite animal, it says a lot of other, of the...
Yes.
Yeah.
The lioness is very powerful and she's a hunter. Right, she loves hunting, but she's also super protective. She's very loyal when she has her little pups or cubs. She has this kind of like royalty, but at the same time, she's so present because she's such a good hunter. She's very aware and present of what's happening around her. There is this, yeah. A lot of like activated senses within that energy, and also she's pretty, I feel like lions are pretty good with boundaries. Mm-hmm. When you see stories of like female and male lions, she's really like, she knows what she wants. So yes, I like the lioness a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, it suits you. Thanks.
Yeah.
I think for a lot of women, also in my community and I think in yours too, you embody a lot of like the dream of a lot of women, because you live here in Kopangan and I'm thinking about what can we give these women who maybe want to create a life. Not like the same, but
yes.
Like you, what do you think? What does she need to hear?
I think it's important. So obviously when I started to travel, I had a bit of savings, and it's important to really invest in yourself and to know, like, hey, if I want to do this course, for example, like a Reiki training or Yin Yoga or whatever, I have done all of these retreats, it's like, okay, if you're still in this space of like unknowing, really check in with what feels right for you, because we don't all have to travel around the world, right? It's like, it can be, but it doesn't have to be. It's like, just really allow yourself to invest. If you feel like, I have such a big passion for painting, but I'm not really doing it, or if you see an opening for a retreat or whatsoever, take it. Like, really, like, gives me even, not goosebumps, but just these tingling feelings in my hands. It's like, if you try to really listen with your body, and if you see something and you just know, if your intuition tells you, like, this is something for you, even though sometimes you don't know why, trust it. Really trust it.
Yeah. So important.
Yes.
Your heart is leading the way.
Exactly.
She knows.
Yes. Yes. And it's like, yeah, you are worthy of the life that you want. And even for me, I'm still practicing, right? It's like, how big can we allow ourselves to dream? So,
yes.
Dare to dream big. And ask again for help. Connect with other women. Who do you like? What are the women? Who are the women that are inspiring you? Because sometimes we also, me, I can put people on a pedestal, and I'm getting better and better and better and not doing it, right? But still, we are human. This whole thing, like, this whole, how do you call it, the hierarchy, of like, these people are higher than you, but that's not true. And everyone starts someone, and everyone is capable of doing the same. So if you see, like, a lot of inspiring people, don't let them give you the feeling of like, whoa, I cannot do this, but actually step towards these people and to be like, hey, it's so amazing, how do you do this? Like, I have questions. I do it as well. If I see that people are publishing their decks, for example, I just write them a message or I reach out to them. I'll be like, hey, I'm also in this process, and I have no clue what I'm doing. And then it ends out that they didn't know, they didn't have a clue either what they were doing. So really, like, drop the plan sometimes. I mean, not always, but sometimes it's also okay to be like, just really follow this intuition and, yeah, be in front of your goal.
Just ask.
Yeah.
It's important that we allow ourselves that being a beginner, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, this beginner mindset, that's super
important.
Yes. You said, like, this big vision, because we all are, we could be so much more than we, and we put ourselves down and make us small and we know this. How can we allow ourselves to dream big, to, because it's so much about allowing, like,
what I love to do is so I have this little ritual, and it's really nice to do it on a new moon, right? New moon manifestation.
Soon.
Yes, it's going to be very soon, so. or even though another moment, like whenever you feel, but like I like it to work with the moon calendar when it's a new moon or when we are journeying into this equinox or eclipses, whatever portal is opening. We just had Easter, like this is also like a big portal, the resurrection. Really come to yourself, like going into meditation. I love to brew some cacao, like really, really diving into depth and checking in. Like, okay, I love working with Pinterest. It's been like a threat since my, well, probably since when the platform existed. I always loved creating different kind of vision boards or just mood boards, not even with like visions, but just for whatever the sake of using it, because Pinterest existed for Instagram. So it's like, I was already like early with that kind of stuff. But even now, if I feel like, okay, I'm losing a little bit grip of what I want, what is my bigger vision, really sit in a little ceremony with yourself and pin everything that you love, everything that speaks to you. You can work with Pinterest, you can even grab magazines, rip out everything. I also have on my wall like a big mood board with just pictures that speak to me. And really working with the visuals from there, if you look at it, it's like, okay, what are the values of this? Like, what are important values? Is that connection, inspiration, creation? Like, what is important to you underneath just the pictures? And how are you embodying these values in your life right now? And what can you do right now to start to embody them more? Yeah. So yeah, I hope that's something to sure. to yeah. work with.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's getting hot here again.
Welcome in high, like hot season.
It is. But I love the island.
It's so nice. And even that, I saw the reflection when we met, because I came to the island, I think, 3 years ago, something like that. I'm not living here for 3 years, though, but I came to the island during my travels. And also the art market was a part of my travels at that time. And I visited more of these kind of markets, and I was like, I would love to be part of this one day. I don't know with what, but I want to. I could just feel it. And now meeting you as well, it feels like when I'm standing there, I'm like, wow, I'm on the other side right now.
Wow.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's...
Wow. Yeah. I made it. I did it.
Oh. No. Should I turn it back? You're just bringing some more light in the space. Yeah.
You live from your art and your sessions, how do you call it? Not coachings, but...
Yeah, readings, circles. Yeah. Art circles, yes.
How can we monetize it? Or how do you say English, monetize it?
Yeah, that's a big one. And I'm still playing with that as well. I'm still like, I'm not fully stable within that myself yet. But I'm also right now in this part of like, okay, that's something, it's a lot of marketize, but in different ways as well. Again, it really is like, for me, what is coming to me a lot lately is preaching what I'm practicing instead of like practicing what you preach. Because I feel like I have so much to give, but I'm not always exposing. I'm not always telling everyone. And the more people know, the more people can forward what you have to offer. So yes, it's important to monetize it, but as I said, I'm still playing with this as well. I'm not fully stable within that myself. But really start with being brave and put yourself out there. And that's also a process of coming back to this feeling of worthiness. Like, okay, I have to put a price on my product. I have to put a price on my service. Like, what do other people ask? Is that in alignment with what I want to ask? Like, yes, scan the market and know what's there. Like, what are the other options in your surrounding? What are the kind of like price categories? But also, don't copy it.
Yeah.
Really feel in if that is in alignment with you. Because for me, for example, pricing the deck, I have different friends telling me different things, and the funny separation, men tell me to put the price higher. Well, I have women, also certain women who tell me to put the price higher, but at the same time, I also want to be available for everyone. For the women who are not fully embodied within the word, they're like, I'm not going to pay 70 euros for this deck because I'm not worth it. So I want to also be in that, in this kind of like water to be like, no, I want to make it available for everyone.
Yeah. And how much is it now?
44.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
44 cards. 44
exactly.
Now.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, blooming butterfly. Mm. Butterfly is my favorite
animal. Oh, I love that.
Mm. Oh, that's an amazing picture. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
Growth.
Mm.
Expansion.
When this episode, when I will upload it, it's there, so grab it, or how do you say, take it. Allow yourself,
yes,
to buy it, because it's, oh, it's so beautiful, and I love to see, you know, like, it's like a picture in my head, seeing you there, because, yeah, it was, like you said, it was maybe a reflection of my ex.
Exactly, yes. I'm curious about your vision board as well. Yes.
I hope you can see it when it happens. Yeah. I think, or I said to me, the next time when I come, when I visit Kopangan, I only book one.
Mm-hmm.
Flying duck, how do you say, no?
Yeah.
You know what I mean. Just one way.
Yeah.
But I also feel I have to, there is waiting something for me in Switzerland.
Yes.
Before this can happen.
Exactly,
so.
Yes.
Yeah. Just trust the process.
Exactly. I never know. I said, yeah, I love it here and I would love to settle, but maybe in a few years' time I'm like, whoa, I'm not supposed to be here anymore. Maybe even in a few months, like, we don't know anything.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but yeah, for me it was like 2019. My father died too. What year was it for you?
It was 2020.
Yeah, yeah. But also in this time, in COVID time, and in this time I finished my Ausbildung. How do you say? To be a nurse.
Ah,
yeah. How do you say in English? Mm-hmm. What is the that you do?
Degree?
Years? A degree?
Yes.
Yes, that was the word. Yes, so I finished it. And then I had this calling to visit. I need to go to Kopangan. And then I couldn't because I'm not vaccinated. Mm-hmm. It was COVID. So then I went to Mexico. It was beautiful. But now it is like this dream come true, seeing here. And when I arrived here, it felt like, oh, it's so different. It felt like coming home, also coming home to myself. But also here, it's like an artist island. And it's like, oh, it's so, Yeah, and yeah. I love it to be with my scooter, and I love it. And then I saw you and your scooter have flowers.
Yes.
And I was like, oh my god.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, for me it's really important to share and to show women everything is possible.
Exactly.
We just forgot how powerful we are.
Yes, and I also even coming back to the lion, right? If you could back into the ancient times, it were also the women who were hunting. We were doing a law. Like, we have a lot of power. We also have a lot of strength. And we didn't do that alone. We did do that together. So we are sometimes in this world really so becoming self-centered that it is too much, honestly. Like, I don't like the term, but sometimes things can be too much when it's not in a positive way. And when we all have our own dreams, but also all only try to do it on their own, it's not working like that. We're social beings and we need to support each other. So,
it's like we all have our own vision, but we dream like the dream of the earth. It's like together,
exactly.
The visions all coming together.
Yes.
And it's one big vision.
Exactly.
Oh, I love it.
Back to the air tribe. Yeah.
And here I experienced so much because the weeks and the years before, and also, the sister wound was really deep. And here, what I experienced also at the art circle, at your home, at your space, we were maybe four or five women. And it was so nourishing and also vulnerable. You know, what was her name? She was starting to crying so much. You remember, maybe?
Yes,
it was like
maybe not.
But it's okay?
Yes.
You don't need to. But it was so, sitting with women, painting, and then listening to the stories. And, that nourished my heart.
Yes.
And also the One Women Festival. Maybe
exactly.
You want to
tell
something about it.
Yes, it's the One Women Festival is also a collaboration of a lot of women here on the island. And it's really a day for women, from women. Like, we are facilitating together, so like a lot of beautiful, powerful women here on the island holding space, offering their services, their gifts to a lot of women who need it, but also to really connect each other and to really bringing all of us together. And we just had another festival yesterday, so still like, on the cloud of that. Yes, really powerful.
Yeah. But it's just the beginning. Although it was the first time, the last time?
It was the last time of the second time.
Oh, the second time. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So, it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the vision? Because I feel that it's just getting started.
Yeah.
It will be bigger and bigger. I can see
it.
Yes. I love it. I love it.
The vision. I think the vision is really to make it bigger, to make this whole sisterhood here on the island bigger, and to really make it a collaboration for all women, like not only foreigners, but also Thai women, to really bring the community of all kind of women here on the island together. So
maybe one day, not only of the island, maybe on the whole planet.
Ideally, to plant like little seeds of women festivals all over. Yes,
it's so needed. Because when we, of course, women and men, but when we women come together, yes, we heal the system.
Exactly.
Oh, yes, we are so powerful. Unstoppable.
Yes, we are. Mm. Yes. Yes.
I love it. Oh. Because I always had it in my imagination. I knew, okay, it is possible. But here, I saw it. Like, exactly, here it is reality.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Exactly.
Oh, I cried so much at the Women Festival for me because of, I don't know the word in English, it touched my heart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. What would you like to share? What you didn't share? People have to know about you, because I think there is a lot.
There is so much, but this is where my shyness comes in, right?
It's okay.
I think, what I would love to share, what for me has been really helpful is reconnecting with this inner child as well. Like, what did you love doing when you were little? So, like, being creative, being in nature, and obviously it's different for everyone, but at the same time, we're not so different from each other. So, check in, where is your body giving you this feeling of, like, goosebumps?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you feel like, whoa, this is something? And even though you don't have to know it, because we're very, like, masculine and controlling these days, right? But trust. Mm-hmm. Really, really trust. And listen to the intuition.
So important, yeah. And also, I think, you know, we often have this in our mind. We have our to-do list and we should do this and this and this. But just creating and take the space to maybe paint or just do something, not for the outcome, but for the process, something that you just love, not for something, just because you love it. Because your inner child can play.
So leave your phone at home for a day and just take yourself wherever you want to go. Go on this adventure, you know, or even if you want to create, like, just create this safe cocoon for yourself to be like, no distraction, this is what I'm doing. And even set a timer to start with, just be like, for the next hour, hour and a half, like, I'm just gonna paint and I'm sitting in this sacred space with myself and no one can disturb me.
Mm-hmm.
And see how you feel after.
Yeah. It's like a date with yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then I also love to create a beautiful space.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Make a little altar and
take care. Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I love it to see what we can create together, co-create, because I had this calling to, oh my god, I have to ask her after that in my turn in my podcast. And then I love to see what we create together. It's beautiful. And I hope it helps for some women to really allow themselves to remember who the fuck you are.
Exactly. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And it's so important. Like, and even though if it's just one woman, you know, it's like, it can make so much difference.
Yeah. Really, yeah. And, you know, I think it's important, especially for us, like, we are shy, we are not maybe really extrovert and the loudest in the room, but like I said, and a mentor of me, of mine, he always says, oh, how can I translate? mm-hmm. being in your power, it doesn't mean that, like I said, you have to be the loudest or the most extrovert. You can be really silent, but embody the power. That's really, because for me, there was a time I was thinking like, oh, then I have to change myself. I cannot be this if I want to live this, but we can be it all and live it all. And amazing.
And even though so probably some women are also still in maybe perhaps the more corporate world, it reminds me of like sometimes we're in these like endless meetings and people talk and talk and talk a lot. And maybe you don't say anything until like at one moment you just speak and maybe it's only one sentence. When that is like spot on, and all the talking, whatever was happening around, doesn't matter anymore. So doesn't mean that someone, that when someone is always only talking, that they have a lot to say. Like, really to say, you know? So,
I like this. Important. Choose your words wisely.
Exactly.
Yeah, because we create reality every time we talk. We are this powerful. But how is it for you? Because yesterday I talked with Lou, you know, Lou?
Yes.
The wife woman.
Yes.
And because she is like, oh, I'm not scared to be seen. Oh, I want to be seen from more people. And of course, I also have a big vision, but I'm also scared of being seen because, like I said, I'm a bit shy. And
exactly.
How is it for you?
I still dance with those things. Sometimes I really feel like, oh my God, I don't want to be seen. But at the same time, for example, when I'm at the art market or when I'm doing something with my deco, with my artworks, it's not that I'm going to stand in the middle of like, I want to be seen. But at the same time, I'm there. I'm like, because I feel so comfortable and confident as well in what I have to offer there. I just know like I'm there. So people can see me, and even though if they don't see me, I'm seen. I really feel like because I see myself in that really strongly, and I know this is what I'm supposed to do, I feel like I'm already owning that spot. So I'm like, I don't have to necessarily stand in the center. I mean, I could, but for me, it's also important to know, like, I'm there, I'm showing up for myself, I'm showing myself to these people, and the right people will come to me. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's important that we allow ourselves to, how can I say, I think there is a place for us, but we have to own it,
like, exactly,
you know.
Yeah,
we have to allow ourselves to to take the space. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
For me, it's so interesting to know now a bit more about you.
Yes.
And there is
so, much more.
Of course,
there's so much more.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Would you like to tell them maybe to, I give you the last words to speak?
What would I like to say? I think what I even want to say or offer is just to take a moment to just to close your eyes and to take a deep breath in through your nose, out through your mouth, and to place one hand on your heart, one hand on your womb space, and to take this moment of silence. to remember who you are and to allow the vision to come to you. To give yourself a big hug and a squeeze. And know that you're worth it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's all that is needed.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yes.
Amazing.
I'm so sweaty.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
It was amazing. Oh, my feet are sleeping.
Oh my god.
Oh wow. Yeah, thank you. Amazing.
Nice. Thank you. So nice.